The Feast of Christ the King always marked an end to the church calendar year. As the church brings its liturgical year to conclusion, it traditionally presents the knowledge of the end of times. This gives us the message of Christ is Jesus is the beginning and the end of all things that exist in and through him. He is the Alpha and the Omega, and he is the source of existence for all things. When we examine our life, our society, and our world, we see so much suffering, hardships, and pain. There is also much corruption, terrorism, and poverty. The world experiences the hardship due to hatred, discriminations, and injustices that people place on themselves and on each other. However, here is a message of hope in the words of Jesus. Through Jesus Christ, we can visualize the kingdom of God that offers love, compassion, kindness, and mercy, the sign of new hope for the future. Even in the midst of suffering, pain, and hardship, the gospel of Christ continues to be alive and active in our life, in our community, and in our world. As we wait for the fulfillment of the kingdom of God in Christ, and we look forward to a just, loving, and peaceful world. The gospel today deals with the issue of the end of the world by using the apocalyptic language to convey what will happen. Here, St. Mark focuses on the saving work of the Son of Man, and he gives hope to people who are in a situation of suffering and pain. While all these things are being forecast, there is no time frame given. We are not told of the time of the final coming of Christ, of Jesus as Lord and King of all. He, in effect, was saying that through the end of the world, being described in tragic terms, his disciples are to be spawned with faith, with hope, and with anticipation. We are his followers, his disciples for our time, brothers and sisters. So the Son of Man here, he understood as Jesus, the man on earth that the disciple knew and loved, but now appearing in all unparalleled glory of God's own majesty. Thus we have affirmations of the central place Jesus as seen in an expectation of Christians and present himself as a reflection of the divine roles in his understood to exercise. This final end brings resolution to all human problems and tension throughout the history of human life, human race. This passage of final end depicts that the Son of Man will be vindicated. God's people, wherever they are, will be gathered once again. In this message, Jesus promises us that he will return to the earth, return to us. Yes, the Lord come to us. He come to us daily in the Eucharist, and he will be with us at the end times. Those who truly believe in him will unite. He will unite all to himself. Here we come to know that the end time will come to each one of us, but at an unexpected time, and we must be ready to welcome him. Our Lord Jesus Christ already prepared. He is ready to welcome his beloved children to come back, to be with him from now to eternity. He gives us signs which will announce his return. It is up to us to be watchful. Brothers and sisters, young or old, we all knew for sure end time will come to us unexpectedly. It can be tomorrow or some days in our future. Therefore, we need to prepare attentive alerts and be ready before that day come. For Jesus tell us so. What can we do to prepare ourselves for that day? First, we must have faith in God. Second, we must believe in the gospel. And lastly, we must participate in the life of the church. Faith. The analogy of the fig trees in today's gospel speak to it. Jesus did point it out. Sign of the bud appear on it. Man come to know summer is near. This image is a sign to tell us God is in full control. Therefore, we should not play with life and keep putting off the day of our conversion to God. Faith requires of us to place our body, heart, and soul in confident providence and care by molding and adjusting the way we live, act, and behave. We just look deep in ourselves to see who we are and where we are in our relationship with God and with others. Faith grows only when we know about ourselves, know God and know others. Faith is dead when we just concentrate on self, on some particular people, or on a decayed matter, namely worldly things. Faith is when we place our love in God and love well in and for humanity. Belief in the gospel is another key factor to prepare ourselves for end time. Here Jesus invites us to live in and through the teaching of the gospel. In and through the gospel will bring love, harmony, and unity in our life, our community, in our world. For the gospel of Jesus Christ teaches us on truth. The truth is only one, not many. Therefore, the gospel teaches us and guides us, you, me, and society, to know how to love, how to share, and how to treat one another and God. Only when we all believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ, then nothing can separate us. No one will have the power to divide us. Only when we read it, reflect on it, and live it, we will understand why we are preparing ourselves for end time through the belief in the gospel. Lastly, to prepare for end time, participation in the life of the church. For the life of the church offers to us all God's sacraments. These give us a bind to God, to live in truth and to die in a state of grace. The church also provides food for the souls, for cleansing and sanctifying the body and spirit, and unite all members into one with God. Participation in the life of the church will make us strong because we cannot do by ourselves and alone. We cannot live outside of our community. We cannot achieve our ultimate goal, namely heaven, without a support and guidance by families, friends, and our neighbors. For we cannot able to do everything just for ourselves. We rely heavily on the supervision of God and also those who go before us. Brothers and sisters, end time is real. And we will face it one day, near or distant away. If it is near, then are we ready? If it is at a distance, Then are we prepared for it yet? Don't wait until that day come. It will be too late for us. Christ entered into our life is to bring hope to all humanity, life eternal with him. The question is, are we prepared and ready to welcome him when our time comes, brothers and sisters?
Thank you for listening to Aggie Catholic Homilies. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or anywhere else you listen to podcasts. Be sure to check out our sister podcast, Aggie Catholic Talks, to hear talks from Magnify, Catholicism 101, and more. Thanks, God bless, and Giga.